This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Hey, it's Sarah, one of the voices of IAP Radio, and I'm here at this moment to talk to you about coffee. Dave and I drink a lot of coffee, and for us, it's an all-day beverage. And if you want to get on our level, do so with Coffee Brothers Coffee. This is a two-person brother team, hence the name, that roasts all their coffee in small batches right out of New York City. Coffee Bros sources seasonal award-winning and specialty coffee focusing on high-scoring and high-quality blends. They do espresso roasts and single-origin coffees that are all small-batch roasted. You can experience complex taste notes from fragrant to aromatic to bold and rich. So head over to coffeebros.com, that's CoffeeBros.com, and use the promo code IAPRadio10 for 10% off your purchase. Again, that's coffeebros.com, and use the promo code IAPRadio10 for 10% off your purchase, and drink like Dave and I.
You're out!
All right.
They took 3 vials from me this
morning. Blood stains on the carpet.
Annie,
are you okay?
She's not.
She's not okay.
No.
She was never okay.
No.
No. Or was there ever an Annie? And did he mean Andy?
Ooh. But then if you go, and now, was Billie Jean?
Billy?
Right?
Right.
Not just a girl. Claims that, you know, she's not his son, but it's
kid's not my son, but we can have fun with him. He can ride my roller coaster. Yeah.
Roller coaster.
Remember the old joke? What does Kmart and Michael Jackson have in common?
The blue light special?
No, they both have boys' underwear half off. Hello and welcome to another episode of In a Pickle, the show that is dedicated to the less glamorous side of sports. I am your host, Dave Houghton, and with me today, doing okay, Sarah Retallick. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. Kmart, RIP. No more Kmarts.
Yeah, it's sad but true.
Yeah, sad but true, like Metallica. So, we're talking a lot of music because we are excited about the newest episode of Generation Mixtape coming out. What's coming out next week? This week.
This week is
B-Sides.
B-Sides. Yes. I can't remember. What's today?
Yeah. Today is the day that we're doing this show. So.
Yeah. I don't know.
That only means that baseball season is here.
Yes.
I'm super excited about that. And we got some wacky baseball news
later on
in the show. But before we get into that, let's kick it off with a rewind. Sarah, what is this rewind?
All right. Christian Woods, as we discussed, what was that, a couple weeks ago, his ex-girlfriend, Yasmin Lopez, is speaking out. After the temporary restraining order and the crazy allegations, those were insane. All the shit that she was doing was just off the rails in my book. So
no, it was
basically all the stuff in the court documents she's finally speaking out about. She had owned up to hopping the fence of his residence.
Because you couldn't deny that because it's on video. Yeah.
And she's also saying, yes, she did key the car and so on and so forth.
Because you can't deny that because she's on video.
Exactly. She is claiming now that she is getting help and is in therapy after all of this because she went to jail. So
right,
why not?
Course.
I'm going to go to therapy. I'm going to seek Jesus.
Right. The Lord it's the Savior. Murderers who killed a bunch of people and say, I found Jesus while I was in prison. I didn't know he was there, but I found him.
His name was actually Jesus, and you dropped the soap.
Right. Absolutely.
So she claimed on an Instagram Live that...
Where most people like to claim things.
Yes. That she does not condone violence. Okay. That she is not a woman who believes in it. And she wouldn't have hopped the fence without a reason.
Oh.
And okay. The reason is that supposedly that car that she keyed was Wood's new girlfriend's car.
So she doesn't condone violence, but she condones
property damage.
Property damage.
Trespassing.
Trespassing.
Stalking.
Destruction of private property.
Yeah.
Okay.
Threatening in there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of interesting things that she is clearly condoned.
Yeah.
But not violence.
No violence. No
violence.
Well, she didn't hit anybody. She
right.
just keyed the shit out of her ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend's car. That seems reasonable for this young lady.
Absolutely.
Man, she's getting help. You know, she probably goes to betterhelp.com, where if you want to look for a psychiatrist, go to betterhelp.com. They're not a sponsor, but we want them to be a sponsor.
Yeah, we need some better health.
Yeah, is it better help or better health?
I don't know. Either way, we need better health and better help.
Nah, fuck it. Whatever. I just fucked up the ad, so it doesn't matter. They're not going to sponsor us anyways. Because I mean, it's just family members that listen to the. Actually, it's just your brother that listens to the show, so
hey,
it doesn't
guys,
matter.
Hey guys.
Shout out to Sarah's brother. Hey, how you doing?
Hola, how you doing?
He listens to us on his cross country tour.
Yeah, he's in the land of meth gators.
Yeah. Well, you got to be somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she doesn't condone any kind of violence. Good for her. So I'm glad she's seeking help. And that's not going to stop the restraining order, though, correct?
The restraining order had actually ended last Wednesday because it was temporary.
Right.
So I am guessing at this point that, you know, she had been released from jail.
Yeah.
So it was one of those, she was in jail. And I'm sure they were like, so, hey, you need to follow XYZ in order to not end up back here again.
Right.
You know, follow these, you know, 6 or 7 things and keep your ass out of jail.
Right.
Hence why she went on to Instagram Live and was like, preachy.
And Woods with child. Do they have a child together?
They do have a child together.
Oh, that's right. We talked about it the last time we talked about Woods. He was he seeking custody of the kid?
It was that she was not letting him see the kid.
That's right.
And that this is going to turn into, you know, probate is involved.
Yeah.
You know that, you know, Child Protective Services is now involved. And that's why she needs
to. She's got a fucking restraining order.
Exactly.
The baby's father had to get a restraining order on this poor on this woman. So this poor kid is now trapped in a father who wants the kid in his life, and mm-hmm. this crazy woman who jumps fences and keys up the girlfriend's car. So like,
yeah.
They're going to have to meet.
They're so, yeah.
You know, to switch the kids over, they're going to have to meet at a Borders or something. You know, all of the lights are going to have to be on, you know?
They have to meet in a public place.
Wow, it's wild.
Switch that kid. Yeah, it's, I'm sure more is going to transpire.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep my eye on the prize and see what happens.
I mean, if Yasmin Lopez was a athlete, I would compare her to the starting of the female OJ Simpson, because
oof.
I mean, this is
this has
weird things
intense.
Written all over it. I hope Woods can get out of this mess. And I feel for the kid too, because that's a fucked up situation to be a part of, even though the kid's young and doesn't know anything that's going on. But I mean, to have a mom like that, who's like straight up just being batshit crazy.
Right. And just controlling the whole situation without actually having any control.
Right.
Because it's complete madness is what it is.
It's too bad. Speaking about complete madness, when we get into the news, the next story, our first story in the news, this has conspiracy written all over it for me. Like, I'm a bit concerned about what's going on here.
Yes.
So, tell us what happened here.
So 42-year-old former Pittsburgh Penguins player Konstantin Kozlov has died by what the police are saying was an apparent suicide. According to investigators on Monday, March 18th, 2024, at approximately 12:39 a.m., Bell Harbor Police and Fire Rescue were dispatched to St. Regis Bell Harbor Resort in reference to a male that jumped from a balcony. He was in Miami to see his girlfriend, who is the number two tennis player in the world.
In the world.
Play tennis.
Right.
She is Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And he fell from a balcony. His ex-wife is saying that she doesn't believe that this was a suicide. She believes that he was too drunk and it was an accident. His ex-wife also had the password to his email still. She's just like, I'm just going to check. He had things booked out for weeks on end.
Right.
He had the car booked out for a long period of time. He had other vacations booked. He had a lot of different things booked. And she said that someone who wanted to end it all and was not happy would not have all of those things booked like that.
Right. You don't book out your life for the upcoming weeks, and then all of a sudden you're like, I'm just gonna jump.
Yeah, I'm just done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. In his room, there were several empty bottles of alcohol that were found.
Are we talking like mini bottles, or are we talking like big boys?
Doesn't say, because the investigation is still going on.
Maybe he drank the whole mini bar and then he's like, holy shit, I cannot pay for this.
Yeah, and was like, man.
I don't mean to make a joke here, but that's the only way I can cope with anything.
Right.
Is making a joke. All right, so I know we didn't mention his girlfriend by name, but we did say that she was the number two overall in the world in tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were staying together in this suite on the what floor was it? It was like the 18th floor.
Yeah, it was like up there. It was in the teens.
It was high up there. I don't know. Someone who's distraught because they just lost their boyfriend to quote unquote suicide, I don't think I'd have the strength to go back to work right away.
Mm-hmm.
She was back on the tennis court less than 24 hours later.
Yep.
Now, I understand, like, you know, it's a Russian thing. So, you know, maybe you have to, by law, get back to work.
Just get back.
Maybe you can't
get back in the mines.
Yeah. You can't mourn the death of anybody for more than an hour. It just... Now that his ex-wife has stated that maybe it's an accident, now that kind of brings more light to it. Like, okay, you know, accidents happen, right?
Right.
You know, maybe he was really extremely pissed drunk, and you know, there was a bottle on the floor, and he went outside to go smoke a cigarette on the balcony, and he just went, whoop, you know, ass over tea kettle off the side. Which sucks, you know. Suicide, I don't see suicide. And if it's not an accident, and it's, in my eyes, not a suicide, then dude was pushed. You know, well, I want to know. I want to know their relationship beforehand. Like, were they fighting? Were they whatever? You have.
Well,
something. Of course, you have.
What
something.
Is interesting is that she is now speaking out, saying that they weren't together when this happened, that they had broken up.
Ah.
So did they break up? He was there. He was in Miami to see you play.
Right.
He was there to support you. You guys have.
They broke up that night, or they broke up weeks prior?
She just couldn't. She couldn't give a full timeline. She just said, we weren't together. We broke up before his passing. Okay, breaking up before his passing could be like 20 minutes
right.
or 2 weeks. What is the time frame here? But again, this is all still under investigation, so I'm guessing
right.
she's not going to give a lot, but it doesn't look
yeah,
good.
She might have been told not to give any information, too.
Right. It
yeah.
doesn't look good.
It's weird.
And I think she came out to say something like that we weren't together because we all have this conspiracy question.
Right. Right.
Where
absolutely.
We're like, huh?
Right. Because, I mean, all signs point to, like, you know, if they were broken up, you need to know when they broke up. I mean, all that shit factors into suicide or accident.
Right.
You know, I mean, yeah. They could have broken up and, you know, an hour before he died. And then he could have got pissed drunk and then jumped.
So here's the thing. If they had broken up an hour before he passed, wouldn't she be more distraught? I mean, shouldn't she be more distraught in general?
She should be more distraught in general.
I am so confused by this. And again, like, different cultures, different mourning, but someone who you have spent the last few years of your life with, who you've traveled with, who you have been publicly sharing your life with on Instagram,
right.
It really makes me pause and go, what happened? Because you clearly have some sort of information.
And that's what I'm saying, too. If they had broken up weeks prior, then there's a different issue because now he's there to watch her play tennis, but they were broken up.
So
now
is he
stalking her?
Right. Yeah, it's a different. And that's where we need, like, again, once the investigation is concluded, we'll have more answers.
Right.
But that's the stuff that we need to know. So if he was there stalking her, then was this somebody else who
Well, now if he was stalking
her
and she found out that she was being stalked by her former boyfriend, does that mean her security guard went up to the room and threw him off the balcony?
Right. It opens up the can of worms so much more. I don't believe in my gut of guts that this was a suicide.
Because he was a Pittsburgh Penguin?
No, I mean, being a Penguin.
I'm sorry for your loss, by the way.
No.
Losing a Penguin.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But
it's not easy.
No. I mean, it's also not easy watching them play.
Yeah.
It's painful. Watching them blow a 4-0 lead yesterday and lose 5-4 to Colorado. I'm like, really?
Sorry, they don't have a shot at the playoffs this year, right?
No. They were so close in contentions, but yeah. I'll be surprised. There's like 10 games left. Anywho, but
I really want to keep an eye on this because there is something.
There's a lot
going on.
There is a lot. And
I have a lot of questions.
A lot of questions need to be answered. And I did lose my train of thought. Damn it.
Yeah, sorry.
You cut me off and I had a point. And now I'm just a dull pencil.
Well, there's a point in a penguin's beak, and that's how he catches his fish. Wow. Yeah. So. Well, there is a former NHL player who actually did die of suicide this week.
Yes.
Yes.
Chris Simon had passed of suicide, passed by suicide at the age of 52. He was an enforcer who played 15 seasons in the NHL. He had fought in over 100 fights and racked up 1,824 penalty minutes.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember him from those early days. He would kick the shit out of everyone.
I don't remember him, and I don't, I missed this story completely.
He was on the 96 team with Colorado.
Oh, okay.
He was on that team. He played for the Rangers. He's played for Ottawa. He's kind of played here, there, and everywhere throughout the league.
Yeah.
But that happens as you get older, and if you're a goon, you know, they tend to move you around, and you get picked up when somebody needs body to be physical. And
I mean, he played for 8 different NHL teams.
Yeah, he was all over the place.
Wow. Wow, he was also suspended 8 times.
Yeah.
By the NHL. Wow. For a total of 65 games.
Wow. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's
man, he's if we still did, you know, we really got to work on our Patreon shows, cuz Chris Simon, I'm just reading notes here. Chris Simon is definitely a Patreon episode.
Yeah, he has wild stats.
Wow.
And unfortunately, those wild stats are leading to what his family believes was his struggles with CTE.
Oh, like 100% this
Absolutely.
Guy is
cooked. Yeah. 100%
this guy has CTE. We're talking 1,800 penalty minutes. 1,800
punches
plus
in the face. Yeah. You punches know? Upon punches in the face.
I mean, that, no.
Yeah.
There's
no way.
Over 100 fights in hockey fights, 100 hockey fights, mm-hmm. not to mention whatever fights he got into at the bar after the game.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And this is just NHL. This
right,
is just NHL. This
yep.
isn't discussing what he, you know, his pre NHL career or anything here. Well, he's Canada.
Oh, okay.
So
Canuck. Yeah, America's
there.
Hat.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, everything that he played pre and post NHL, he's got to have like a million.
Add it to it. Yeah.
You don't just stop because you're not playing in the NHL. You don't stop
right.
fighting.
And this always goes back, and this is where there's a line, and I don't know. So, everyone, the last few years, Bettman's been trying to get fighting fully out of hockey.
You already tried that, and it was killing the sport.
It was absolutely killing the sport. And you still need some kind of rustle and tussle, but not at like this level. And currently we're seeing Rempe from the Rangers, who's
right.
coming out, you know, gangbusters. He has toned it down. Because every single game from his first game, he was getting into a fight and,
right.
you know, black eyes, concussions, this, that. And he's so young. He had already been a giant scrapper in the minors. So all the hits he was taking to the head there, if he doesn't slow down where he's at in his early 20s, he is going to be mush by the time he's 40.
By 40, he's going to be eating applesauce through a straw.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can see it now, like, he's slowed down and he's not fighting every game.
Well,
he's
had something to prove when he first got on.
Oh,
the
yeah,
ice.
You have to. I mean, he's a 6'7" lanky dude, and he's fast and he's in position.
Right.
He wants
Being
to prove
a rookie
it.
That tall, you know, he's trying to make himself a point. He's like, and he's just going around the ice, say, fuck you, fight me.
Yeah, let's go, bro.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And people are like, shit, I'll take down this giant tree. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, shit, kid's fighting. He's got more penalty minutes than playing minutes.
You got laid the fuck out.
You know, whether
yeah.
you won or lost, it was still, people were there for it.
And everyone's, it's like the hockey has been rejuvenated again because of him. And everyone is on the Rempe boat and
right.
bandwagon because they're seeing this kid who's got so much tenacity come out and be so fired up. So it really has rejuvenated. So it's that fine line. Like, we know what fighting can cause, but that's with any sport. As we look at football, come on, it's the biggest, you know, contributor to CTE. That's all just headshots all day. You're going to have in hockey, it'll be like 1 out of 20 versus football is going to be 18 out of 20.
Right. Right. So.
I don't know. It's just unfortunate and really sad. So it's, you know, I hate to see it because it brings me back to like the Junior Seau feels.
Right.
And it like, ugh.
Yep.
Rip my heart out.
That was one of the sports deaths that you were like shocked by, because you were like, Junior Seau did that? And then when you find out how he did it and why he did it, you're like, oh yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the guy shot himself in the chest so they can
test his brain. Yeah.
You know, I mean, he was one of the happiest looking guys
all the time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what it was behind the scenes, we'll never know.
We'll never know, because once he stopped playing, he was definitely struggling more so.
Yeah.
And ripped my, when that came across, that ripped my heart to the core.
And especially when he came to the Patriots. Oof. You know, that was fun, but I don't know. So speaking of football, we got someone who lost their job while they were on their day off.
Yeah. Womp.
I can lose your day. I can lose your job and your day off. You know?
True. You know, but it happens. It happens to guys like Cameron Sutton. That's who it happens to. Yeah, he was released by the Detroit Lions after it was revealed that the Hillsborough County Police Department in Florida. Just makes sense.
Well, that needs a better name. Florida is better.
Florida. They have a warrant out and about for his arrest.
Mm-hmm.
He is wanted for an alleged domestic battery by strangulation. And this all transpired on March 7th, and the police have been unable to locate him since.
Is he still missing? Do we know if he's still missing?
Still missing. They're still looking for him.
He's probably in a bayou somewhere.
He's out.
Fan boats.
He is out.
Listening to that song, Creedence Clearwater. Is that Creedence Clearwater?
Yes.
Bayou. And he's like, man, I don't like this song. Can we change it? And the guy driving the boat's like, alligator. He's like, oh, I'm just going to go turn myself in.
Listen, once they ask you to squeal like a pig, that's when you go and turn yourself in.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it.
That's the line.
I'm either going to eat you or I'm going to eat this alligator. And the alligator's my best friend.
So, you sound like Boonow. Boonow for a fucking King of the Hill.
Yeah, R.I.P. Yeah, that's too bad. All right, well, we're here, so let's get into it, because we have so much to discuss about this one. So, Sarah, who is this week's biggest pickle?
So, is it sports betting is the biggest pickle, or is it Ippy
Mizuhara?
I can't even, because this whole story has me like up in arms. So
Mizuhara.
Ippy Mizuhara.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. But it is him. Okay. So we'll do him.
It is him, because you know why?
Okay. Why?
Because sports betting always wins. Because they give the most money to sports. So you need a fall guy. And Ippy Mizuhara is the fall guy. MLB is not going to stop all these gambling sites from donating money for sponsorship and shit. No, hell no. We talked about this, I think, last week or a couple weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
There's no way that all of these organizations are going to be like, no, we won't take your money because it's wrong. I mean, it's not wrong. It's not wrong to bet on sports. It's wrong if you play sports and you bet on sports, like a Pete Rose situation. But like this is where people are going to start strapping on their tinfoil hats for the MLB, for sports in general. Guys like Pete Rose are screaming "fuck you" at the top of their lungs right now.
Oh yes,
right now you should just it. All right, you know what?
Okay, let's go. So, Mizuhara is Shohei Ohtani's now former interpreter. So, this story, as we were just kind of discussing there, is an absolute freaking onion.
Yeah,
an onion of chaos. First, you had a spokesperson for Ohtani say that he had transferred $4.5 million to cover Mizuhara's gambling debts, and it was discussed by Mizuhara's spokesperson as well. So that was the first story that we heard come out. Then the story changed, and Ohtani's lawyers were like, He didn't know that Mizuhara had a gambling problem and didn't know. It was just a whole lot of didn't knows. But you had money being wire transferred from Shohei's account to, Bauer. I think it's Bauer. Yeah,
Bauer.
Right? To one of Bauer's associates. And Bauer is the alleged illegal gambling. He's the bookie.
Yeah.
He's one of the, yeah. So he's the bookie and is receiving wire transfers of $500,000 increments from Shohei's account. Now, how does that happen is my big question. If it's through Shohei's actual bank, or is this through an app? Are you using Zelle? Are you using Venmo? Because how is he going to get around using Shohei's account without Shohei knowing?
So this is where I think there's another person involved. Now I'm giving Shohei the benefit of the doubt. Do I think that he has something to do with this? I do. I honestly do. Do I think that the MLB is going to investigate if Shohei has something to do with this? Abso-fucking-lutely
not. No, they won't.
They are going to ignore everything that has Shohei's name on it. Everything. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if Shohei came out tonight and said, I made those bets.
Mm.
They're going to be like, his interpreter can't respond to that. You know, even if Shohei somehow learns the English words or for I made those bets, they're going to be like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't get it. So this is where I think there may be another person involved, whoever is in charge of Shohei's finances, because guys like that, I mean, he just signed the biggest contract in baseball.
Oh, huge.
He doesn't handle his own finances.
No.
Come on. I don't make any money and I don't handle my own finances. My wife does.
Yeah, you know? Same. My husband handles mine.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is where, like, maybe Mizuhara was telling this quote-unquote. Now, for everyone listening, I'm tinfoil hatting it. So this isn't what actually happened. I'm just saying, you know, maybe he went to the guy who's in charge of Shohei's finances and be like, Shohei needs X amount of dollars in this account right now, or, you know, he needs this in this account. Maybe there was a bunch of accounts spread out through a bunch of different things, and it was all going to Bauer anyways, right?
Yeah.
So there's a timeline for everything now. So it all starts in 2018, obviously, when Shohei signs with the Angels and he moves to the United States, and Mizuhara becomes his interpreter, right?
Right.
So now Mizuhara starts placing bets with Bauer on non-baseball and soccer sports, in 2021. By 2022, Mitsuhara is about $1 million deep in losses. Good and he God. Owes $1 million to Bauer in 2022. 2023, him and Shohei come up with an agreement to pay off the gambling debt, which now has reached $4.5 million. So I don't know how much an interpreter makes with the MLB, but you can't live beyond your means.
Right.
Like, if you, I, maybe once a month I put $25 into my FanDuel account, and then I instantly blow it on bullshit bets, right? But I'm not like, no, I know gambling is very addicting. I get it. But when you don't make $4.5 million,
why are you
can't spend $4.5 million? You need to like seek help after like $500,000, right?
Right.
So now in 2023, Bauer's house gets raided by the authorities in October of 23 because of money laundering and illegal gambling. Because as we know,
you know, California is illegal.
It's still illegal to gamble. 2024, federal authorities begin to investigate Mitsuhara's gambling in January, and now ESPN found Shohei Ohtani's name next to several wire transfers, which makes me believe that there is another person involved, the person that is in charge of Shohei's finances.
Right.
And nope, probably everybody involved. I would think that Shohei knew, because Shohei, to me, seems like a genuinely nice guy. Mm-hmm. And if you just signed a $700 million contract and your friend who's with you all the time, you know, is in some hot water and he's in some shit for $4.5 million. I mean, Shohei just made $70 million on endorsements this year. He only gets $2 million a year from the Dodgers, you know, because he deferred his contract. So if I'm worth $1 billion, what's $4.5 million?
Yeah.
You know, and you give the dude, you give Mitsuhara the $4.5 million, you get him out of the fucking debt, and you say, do not do this again. Well, because everybody's an internet sleuth, and nobody is, you know, everyone's there to save their own ass.
Mm-hmm.
Bauer gets investigated because he has $4.5 million.
Right. And they're like, what?
And they're like, where is this money coming from? And the feds bang down his door and he's like, Shohei, it's all Shohei. You know, Shohei Ohtani, everything has his fucking name next to it, whether it's his name or not. Bauer also could have fucked him by, you know, Mitsuhara could have made all these bets. And because Bauer knew that eventually the end of days will come, I'm just going to put Shohei's name down here, you know, because fuck it. I'm going to save my own ass, because when they raid my house and they find out, they look at my books and they see Shohei Ohtani's name, all shit's going to fucking go. It's going to go haywire.
Yeah.
And sure as shit, it did.
It did.
And now, there you go.
Here's my thing on it. Because Shohei doesn't speak English and he knows some words here or there and can, you know, he's been working on it, and rightfully so and respectfully so. Like he's staying true to who he is. I think he's also got a lot of us fooled, because he seems like he is a naive child on so many things. When you look at him and the way that he does speak and the way that he does act, it's very immature. But at the same point in time, I think this motherfucker has us all fooled 100%. The fact that he was like, oh yeah, I got married. My wife is not, you know, whatever. You know, there is something behind that.
Is that a scam too? Is that some kind of shell?
Right. Because think of it. He had just gotten married and then this blew up.
Right.
So there's that interlining thing there that makes me pause and go, wait a minute. But I do believe that he's got us all fooled. Yeah. Do I think he has?
I can totally agree to that.
I do believe he has some level of immaturity. However, I don't think he's stupid at
right.
all.
No way.
I also think that he was well aware that this was happening, as you had discussed prior. And he was like, just don't bet on Major League Baseball.
Right.
Just don't do it. Right. You know, bet on everything else. Just don't. However, you also don't know. Shohei's like, yeah, all right, you bet. Oh, also put, you know, a 5 spot on the Browns for me. You know, you don't know. You can't
right
determine if he's playing us all or if it's legit.
Now, the same thing sort of kind of happened to LeBron James a few months back, where his business associate was placing bets and he got in trouble for it. And have you heard anything about that?
No,
because it was swept under the rug. It's LeBron James. It's swept under the rug.
Right.
This is going to get swept under the rug. Well, not so much swept under the rug, because Mitsuhara is going to, he's going to pay for what had happened. He right. is the fall guy. I'm sorry. He's
he
the
is.
Fall guy.
Absolutely.
I have to agree with you that Shohei has us all fooled. 100%.
The fact that his spokesperson came out and was like, yes, all the articles that first dropped were saying that he was aware and he had paid the $4.5 million.
Right.
Everything. And then all of a sudden, it changed to it's a robbery. He's a thief. He took the money from his account.
Right.
Da, 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 da. I'm like, the math isn't mathing here.
Right.
Who's lying? And
right.
it's one of those that, nope, you're going to take the fall. You got fired from the Dodgers. You lost your job. Like, you're going to.
I wonder if it's also one of those things where, because Mitsuhara was so, he was so engrossed in such a large number debt, and Shohei was just, say, nice enough to pay it.
Hmm.
I wonder if now that makes it Shohei is gambling. You know, and then baseball comes back and be like, you can't do that. Be like, oh, well, I already did. I already paid off his debts. No, because now it looks like you're fucking gambling. Now
right.
we gotta tell everybody that he stole the money from you.
Boom. Yeah. That's where my brain from the start went.
Right.
Not so whether Shohei's gambling or not, like that's neither here nor there, because it's more of how it's now being interpreted to us as the people.
Right.
You went back on your story. If you were just like, yes, I paid off his debts. Okay. The MLB, if you were honest about it, the MLB might suspend you for the rest of the season. They'll do their investigation. They'll do whatever. And I mean, we know because of his name, it would not happen. But they would do an investigation to make sure that genuinely these bets were not placed by him and were placed by his interpreter. Then they can circle back and say, okay, you were just being a good friend. However, your name is linked to it. We need to suspend you. And then we'll go from there. Somehow, some way, this needs to be made an example of.
Oh, 100%.
But it's not.
It's not going to, but it
right.
does. It does. Mitsuhara is, I think Shohei or Mitsuhara is having a press conference today.
It's supposed to be Shohei. Yeah,
I mean, obviously the news will come out before this episode comes out. But, baseball needs to do itself a service and either protect this guy or just maybe let Pete Rose in now.
Thank you. Now, this is the thing. All in my mind would be well and good if you're just like, you know what, Petey boy, we did you wrong. Let's go. Come on.
Shoeless Joe Jackson and
Let's
Pete Rose in and come on.
Let's go.
You know?
However, if they do that, then Shohei's guilty.
Oh, Jesus, that's right. Yeah. So you can't.
So that's where things are. Yeah, it is such a shit show.
Can you imagine the world if they banned Shohei from baseball? Like, can you imagine what's going to happen?
I
feel like everything forever will always be questionable for everyone. Not that it isn't already, but
right.
I mean, like, you know, did Barry Bonds take PEDs? Yes, we all know that. 100%. Should he be in the Hall of Fame? Yeah. Yeah. 100%. You know, did Pete Rose gamble on baseball? Yeah. Should he be in the Hall of Fame? Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Whatever.
Look at his baseball career. We're not talking about that.
Don't
other
put
shit.
Him in for a coach. Put him in for the fucking player.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
I mean, yeah. Barry Bonds. You know, Barry Bonds was juicing and he hit 762 home runs. But, I mean, you know, save the fuck out of baseball after you fucking strike in 94 and it ruined everything in baseball. You know, yep. we lost the team. They had to move because they couldn't find it.
And they would have went to the World Series. That was their year.
They
that was that year.
You know, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, those guys fucking saved baseball after the strike in 94. Now, there's nothing here for Shohei to save in baseball except for international baseball, you know,
like,
where we can one day have a World Series, not just
a
World Series of MLB.
World.
I'm talking
right.
now, you know, the
we have the World Baseball Classic.
World Baseball Classics, you know.
But it's not the same as what it could be on a different level.
A guy of his caliber and his price tag and his shit and all that stuff. Like, can you imagine? There's a wait list for his fucking Dodgers shirt.
Right.
On Fanatics or wherever the fuck you buy shit. There's a 6-month wait list. Can you imagine all of a sudden, like, it's nothing? The Shohei Ohtani trading cards. You know, the Shohei Ohtani bullshit that he... That it's all just washed away. And now, do you trust baseball if Shohei goes out like this? You know, like,
but do we trust baseball in general?
I don't trust sports in general.
Right. That's where we're at right now.
Everything's fucking scripted.
And if we look at it too, now that sports betting has become legal in so many states, you have, like, we talked about Rudy Gobert doing the money sign.
Yeah.
You know, we are having continuous conversations around sports betting. And those that are involved in sports betting are the refs and players and people getting suspended or higher ups in the management office getting fired. We're having way more conversations about sports betting than we ever should be. There's so much other shit that I'm sure that is not being covered because we're discussing sports betting. But if you have someone that's such a high profile like Shohei Ohtani, yes, this is going to, as you said, it would kill and crush what could be internationally, could kill and crush all endorsements from international companies as well. However, if you don't have some kind of accountability for his name being attached to this situation, it's going to run rampant.
Right.
Yes. We have allowed so much shit to happen in the MLB. Steroid use, fucking, the goddamn strikes in themselves are ridiculous.
Right.
You got cheating scandals out the wazoo. You got all of this shit, and there's been no full-on accountability. The only people that are being held accountable are people who rightfully so should be deserving of the accolades because they achieve them. You're making the example out of the wrong people. It's just, 100%. I'm so fucking over it.
Right. And it's just, I don't know. MLB is not going to let him fall. We know it. We know. It doesn't even matter. You don't even have to discuss it because you know it.
I know.
They let Mitsuhara fall because who's he? He's an interpreter. Let's be honest. Those are a dime a dozen. He's not a player. He doesn't have anything to do with the team. he's hired by the team in order to help one of their all-star players. Like, come on. And now all this shit coming out about Mitsuhara where, you know, he worked for the Red Sox and that's not true. He graduated some school and that's not true. Like, now you're just dragging this guy through the fucking mud to make him look like a big scumbag, you know? So now it looks, now that his resume says that he went to XYZ school and XYZ school said that, no, he didn't, he never went here. And then he goes, oh, I also worked for the Red Sox. Now the Red Sox saying he never worked here.
Yeah, he never
now
worked
he
here.
Looks like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Now, of course he stole $4.5 million.
Right, because he's lying on his resume.
Look at that little baby face on the field. You think that baby face right there is going to fucking gamble on baseball? No way. It's this scumbag who lied on his resume. Abso-fucking-lutely. They're already dragging this fucking poor guy through the mud. Did he place bets? Most likely. He probably has the fucking terrible gambling problem. And he's probably going to kill himself after this because he's not going to, I mean, let's be honest, like that kind of culture, we all know that, like,
right.
I don't want to say anything stupid, but, like, you know, they take a lot of pride in themselves.
Right.
And if you're thrown through the fucking ringer like this, I mean.
Yeah. And that's why.
Now what's going to happen? Mitsuhara kills himself. How's Shohei going to feel?
Right. And that's the thing. It's I think Shohei has everyone fucking fooled.
Yeah.
Everyone.
I'm
going
to have to agree with you. I can't wait
everyone
to see.
Everyone is fucking fooled.
I can't wait to see the rest of this. You know, it's
he's got everyone fucking fooled. And that's the thing. He's got that fucking moon pie face. You know, just I'm a little baby. Like, you're fucking almost 30, dude. What are you doing? You clearly had some sort
of baby face just because he's 30.
No, just saying. Everyone thinks he's such a newborn suckling from.
They
the
think
teeth
he's innocent,
light.
But he's really not.
He's really not. There's and something... I swear to God, there's something there.
Maybe he's into like black magic or something. I don't know.
He's like dark web.
Yeah, he's all about the dark web.
Dark web.
I don't know. I mean, his hot wife isn't hot to him.
Yeah,
she's like, just a regular ass common
just regular.
Even though she fucking bangs the boards and scores fucking 18 points a game or some shit. You know, a 5'6" center in career, whatever.
She's 5'11".
5'11", yeah.
5'11".
Oh man,
I just have. We know there's going to be no accountability for Shohei, even though his name's attached to it, and. I just, we're all being fooled, everyone. Yeah. And you know what? I just want to pause for a second and go, how are those contracts working out for you, Dodgers?
No shit.
Because not only is this happening, you signed a pitcher who's just throwing meatballs.
Oh, shit. They're lighting that fucking guy up. There's $375 million out the fucking door. You know?
Yeah.
Good. Fuck the Dodgers.
But, yeah, so...
you know, I don't know.
These tinfoil hats, man.
Man, they're getting tighter every day.
Every single day.
Oof. All right, so that's going to do it here for In a Pickle. Thank you so much for listening. You heard it here first. I'm telling you, Sarah's right. That moon pie bastard. Moon face pie bastard.
Moon face pie bastard.
Go over to IAPradio.com and check out all of our social media accounts. Like, follow, and subscribe to everything that you can. Go to IAPradio.com and listen to all our past episodes. Boost us up the chart. Give us a rate and review. If you have a question, comment, or concern, you can always email us at napickpod247@gmail.com. If you see one of us on the streets, come on over and ask us for a sticker or something. We'll give it to you.
Oh, I'm all out.
Oh.
Don't ask me.
Well,
I'll
ask
give you
me.
A thumbs up.
Sarah, can I have a sticker? Thumbs up, kid. I got some stickers. Go over to the deluxeeditionnetwork.com and listen to all the podcasts on the Den Network, especially the podcast of the month. One of our favorite shows, Health and the Barrel Age Flicks. Go check us out on those episodes. I think the Barrel Age Flicks episode that we did is out now.
Out now. Yeah, I believe so.
The Hilf episode is out. All awesome. But go and listen to all the episodes now. Go listen to everybody on the Den Network. It's a lot of fun. Especially Generation Mixtape, where Sarah and Joe talk about their favorite albums, like for full. So you can always follow Sarah at Daddy-O Sports Cards on Instagram. Check out all her cool baseball cards and sports cards. And that's it. Sarah, you got anything else?
I got nothing.
Moon face pod bastard. I can see my dad screaming up from the window right now. All right, so for Sarah Ray Talek, I'm Dave Houghton, and we will catch you next time.
Goodbye. Bye.
Bastard.
This has been a Mayday Media production.